Started.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The New England Patriots are champions of the National Football League once again.
Yes, it's still a dynasty.
The call on the Patriot Radio Network as they beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. For most of the game, it was a defensive struggle. The score was tied 3-3, then midway through the fourth quarter, Patriot quarterback Tom Brady took over and led the Patriots on a 67-yard drive. That ended by a 2-yard touchdown run by Sony Michel that proved to be the game-winning score. The Patriots added a field goal at the very end. New England wins their sixth Super Bowl championship. Ram fans were disappointed, but Patriot fans were ecstatic.
Oh, six, baby. Six. That's all I got to say.
Go Pats! Heck yeah! Brady number six!
President Trump may face challenges within his own party in 2020, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld plans to headline Politics and Eggs in New Hampshire in 2 weeks, a must-stop for White House hopefuls. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expressed interest this week to CNN.
I'm not protesting every day about every issue, but when I stand up and certainly let people know when I disagree or when I think something is going on that I don't think is right.
And an email this week by former Ohio Governor John Kasich's political group reminded supporters that many have suggested Governor Kasich should run, and he is keeping all of his options on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio. And get out this morning and get your bread and milk and all that good stuff in anticipation of the wintry mix coming later, snow likely later today with a high of 32, wintry mix and then rain tonight, low of 32, chance of rain and then mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 52. Then on Friday, we have mostly sunny, high of 45, gets a little warmer. Friday night, partly cloudy, low of 29. And then on Saturday, again, chance of rain and more rain and a high of 42.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Today we are on Facebook Live, so if you want to check us out, go to Happy to Help on Facebook, or you can search it by the @ Happy Hunterdon. And today we welcome Suki Wasserman from Homefront. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So excited to have you here. You are the Community Engagement Coordinator for Homefront. And just start out, please, by telling us a little bit about your background and your role at Homefront and what Homefront does.
Sure. I'll start with what Homefront does. We are really honored to serve New Jersey's poor families by helping families who find themselves homeless or really needing help with finishing their education, job training, job placements, counseling, so much, and helping them to live a really productive, self-sufficient life and really find their way independently. And we give them a hand on how to get there.
That's great. How long have you been with Homefront?
You know, I started with Homefront when I was still working in corporate America. My background's in corporate market research. I spent 24 years at Procter & Gamble, Bristol Myers, consulting with Johnson & Johnson. You know, as I was there, I went and volunteered, did market research, gave help with marketing. And then as I got to a certain point, I said, you know what, I think I'm done with the corporate world and I'd really like to give back. And so I started volunteering on the community outreach team at Homefront and started helping them planning events and marketing and going out in the community, helping with media. And I just fell in love with it. It is such a wonderful place. I consider Homefront part of my extended family. I love the work they do to help New Jersey families who just need a bit of help. And sometimes it's just a bit of help to really have happy lives. And so when there was a position open, I started in the beginning of September full time. And now I'm doing this every day. And I couldn't be happier, really. It makes a huge difference to see the change you can impact in the world. I think a lot of times things feel difficult and challenging, and really seeing the difference you can make by one, when I was volunteering, coming in, spending a couple hours, and now really devoting my weeks to it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, just I don't know if you can see it on Facebook Live or maybe just hear it through your voice. You exude passion for this organization, which is such a great thing to witness and experience. And you mentioned community. Like I've been saying on the show recently, that philanthropy is kind of it's a community. You know, you're helping people in the community, you're working with volunteers in your community, you're working together in a group, and it's like a whole win-win-win all the way around.
Yeah, you don't know what it's like to be out on a Saturday night having dinner and get a text from a kid that you helped them form a resume, get college materials together, and saying, I just got an acceptance letter. A kid living, you know, in Trenton, where really there were could have gone to gangs or to drugs and had a really rough upbringing, and then you're seeing that with like some help, really having a very bright future.
Right, and I think I read that Homefront started by people bringing meals to families in temporary housing or welfare housing, and now you've got a facility where you house 38 families. And so can you tell us a little bit about the Homefront's beginnings and then how they've transitioned to so much more?
Absolutely. It's really a story that amazed me when I first heard it. Our founder is still our executive director, Connie Mercer. She has a social work background, and 27 years ago, her friend brought her to the motels that line Route 1, running up and down, you know, Central Jersey, and said, look how the homeless people are living here. This is not okay. Fix it. And so she did. She got around a kitchen table with several, you know, committed citizens, friends of hers, and said, how can we help? And it started by bringing foods to these motels where there was no place to cook. The kids had no toys, no books there, no place for anything. They were playing out in the parking lot. There were some unseemly characters living to the left and right of them, and that was really how the state at that time was dealing with homelessness. Mm-hmm. And from there, it evolved to not just bringing food bags, but when it started, they said, if we could just put a permanent roof over everybody's you know, head and helped. So we do have a temporary shelter. We call it our family campus, and up to 38 families, we are family-based, can stay there at one time. They're usually there for a month or two as we help them sort out what issues, connect them to community resources that they need and resources within that campus. We have where you can finish your education, get job skills, job training, daycare, life skills, parenting classes, healthy eating classes. We have a garden. We have a teaching kitchen. All of this, we have art therapy, and we'll talk about that a bit later because we have some events folks might be interested in. All of this under one roof to help people, but we also do homelessness prevention. So if someone needs just rent to cover 1 month, you know, there was this woman, Stacy, and she just had nowhere to go. She had a job. She was a manager at a durable goods company, lost her job, had kids in her home still. Some had graduated, but and had nowhere to go, came to us, and she would explain it as, I was stressed out, 98 pounds, 2 days from eviction, didn't know what to do, came to us, and we connected her with a job at Starbucks, and we're happy to say was just promoted recently to be a shift manager. She has her own place. And she's finishing her education. And so we see that this is really possible.
Right.
And like I said, the people we're helping, it's not that they're homeless ongoing. A lot of people just need help when they run into hard times, when they're looking for a job and they run out of money while looking for a job, or maybe haven't had the education before where they really could get a job that they'd be able to live self-sufficiently.
Yeah, we've talked about this before when I've had other people on, because so, it just could be maybe you have car trouble, you have a slight illness, you have any kind of little bump in the road can just derail you completely, and people just need a little leg up and a little care, and then they can get back on track.
Sure, and we've had a lot of women who were victims of domestic abuse. We have a video on our website where...
let's tell the website.
www.homefrontnj.org. This woman actually had been through high school, college, grad school, got married, had children, and the daughter had a very serious illness. So as husband and wife, they decided it would be best for her to stay home. And as things got tough, domestic abuse began, and she had nowhere to go.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, we are a resource for women's space and other, you know, women's shelters that really can't help a family with everything they need to get back on their feet. And so we're helping people in their times of need get through it.
That's incredible. Well, we have so much more to talk about and all the services and the events, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning, and we're back. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help with Hunter and Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today, and we're talking to Suki Wasserman. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator for Homefront, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what makes Homefront unique and special in serving the community in Central New Jersey.
I think there are two things that make us really unique. One is just our size, our comprehensive, you know, services, as I've talked about. We have everything from helping people by helping them prevent homelessness, giving them maybe a month's rent or maybe a security deposit that they couldn't afford. And often that's just enough to stabilize. There was actually an academic study that showed that you're 86% less likely if you have assistance with 1 month's rent to end up in a shelter in the future. So it really does make a difference, just temporary, quick help. But then also we extend our help. And, you know, we might have families that we helped identify a home. We have 115 permanent housing units in the community, in addition to our shelter, in addition to short-term rent payments that we help with, where families pay a third of the rent and so really can stabilize. But they might need food or childcare or holiday gifts or just parenting advice. And we try to serve as really an extended family where when I get in trouble, if I need advice or I need help or something's not going right, I can count, you know, call my parents and say, you know, even at the age of 50, there are times I reach out.
It's a resource network.
Right? And a lot of times this community, there are people in our community who cannot. They don't have the family network, and so we try to be an extended family network. And we're very large because of it. One, in the amount of people we're able to serve at any one night, we're usually housing 450 people within the families that are staying with us under one of our roofs. So how big, how comprehensive. I mean, we even have art therapy, and it's a funny story that when Homefront was opened and years later, a woman came to Connie, this woman, Ruth Ann, who runs our art therapy center, and said, you know, you need an art therapy program. And Connie said, I'm trying to, you know, pay for people's housing and food and really transportation. And she said, how could I pay for art? And Ruth Ann said, just let me do it for 2 or 3 months, and then let me know if you think you need it. And we find that art therapy is the therapy of expressing the pain you've been through, at rebuilding the spirit and making you believe. A lot of women I've heard talk about their experience at Homefront say, you know, I came feeling like I was nothing, and I left knowing I was someone.
Wow.
Know? And so that's what this program is about. We also do art shows throughout the whole community. I hope you'll come to one. We're in Princeton at Art Jam on March 29th for the week following that as well. So our comprehensive service is the size. But the other thing is how the community keeps us going, how many volunteers it takes to run Homefront, I think, makes us unique. We have 52,000 volunteer hours in a year. It's amazing. We have volunteers doing everything from giving legal services to help people say, you know, I had some speeding tickets, but I want to be a truck driver because that's an above minimum wage job, but I can't do it, and helping work through small legal issues like that. We have volunteers teaching our families how to do healthy eating. About 60% of the people that come to our campus were grew up in foster care and really just never learned how to cook. And so we're teaching skills like that, parenting skills. We have a SHINE program run by volunteers where This group of people sits down as part of our employment program and says, what do you like to do? What are your dreams? What are your passions? What are the restrictions? So we have volunteers stocking food pantry shelves. We have a diaper resource network, people stocking that. So many people helping us run our 5K, you know, putting on our 5K, which is a main source of funding. We have a whole children's program. We have 400 kids a year come after school for tutoring, basketball, art classes, field trips, taking them to the beach. We have a summer camp for over 100 kids. We rely on volunteers for all of this. And then, as we were talking before the show, the volunteers who are doing things offsite, we have this high school guy named Rohan, senior in high school. He gets cars donated. He started a nonprofit to help us and others in the community. He fixes up the cars, and then we can give it. This woman, Stacy, I mentioned before, when she got promoted to shift manager at Starbucks, she couldn't take the job because the bus route, she had an hour commute to work, and the buses didn't come earlier enough for her to do a manager's job, the shift manager, because they have to be there at like 4:30 in the morning. She would have, and so we got her a car donated, and Rohan fixed it up. And so we have volunteers doing everything under the sun, and a lot of times volunteers are coming to us and saying, I can do this for you.
Yeah.
Not even things we've thought about.
Right.
And then, of course, business, professional consulting, everything from strategic planning and financial. I mean, it runs the gamut. I did marketing when I started.
Nice.
So we have 10 times the number of volunteers for every staff member.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
So it really, we can't function without it. And we can't function it without the finances from the community. You know, the trend in government from previous years is really that we don't receive as much money.
Mm-hmm.
And some things are not yet covered by government
funding.
Some of our programs. So we really rely on the New Jersey community for funding, and we're very lucky that folks connect to what we do because they see our success stories. And we're always want to bring people in and give you a tour. I can do a tour in 45 minutes. I have people in and out of there in a lunchtime. And it really, it's so, I find inspirational because you just get it. You get why it works and you hear the success stories of individual people that it's touched. And I think it's really enriching to be a part of this.
Right. And you live it and I promote it. I believe that it's in our DNA to help one another. We're social creatures, and they've done all these studies too. It's like, if you get a gift, you're happy, but you're happier if you give something to someone else. So giving your time, giving your talent, donations, all that is definitely worthwhile. And it is, I say, the secret to happiness, because we thrive when we have a purpose in our lives, a sense of purpose. And I think you're doing that in spades at home front. So that's exciting. And I wanted to bring up the crock pot thing that's going on right now on your Facebook page. And your Facebook page is what, Homefront?
It's www.homefrontnj. Oh, the Facebook, you just put in Homefront, and I think it'll come up.
That's fine.
But our website is homefrontnj.org.
Right, and then on the Facebook page, you had the crock pot thing going on. And so what is this? Is it a cooking class, or is it a crock pot collection, or is it just something that kind of popped up? I just thought it was amazing.
Yeah, this is just one of the collections. We have folks doing collections for all sorts of things. The Women's Initiative just led a collection of crock pots. We have over 100 crock pots. You have to walk around them in the office to get by to our caseworkers. They're in their offices stacked up. So we're doing healthy cooking classes because, you know, obesity is an issue that affects health care. And we really believe that if you can take out health care expenses and worries from people's lives and really help them teach their children how to cook. And so we have classes in our kitchens and with our families. And so we didn't have crock pots to give everybody. And so we put it up on Facebook, and now we have so many crock pots. And it's wonderful. It's not just individuals that do collections. We also have companies that do collections for us. And And we have also companies that give us what they make. Oh my gosh, IKEA. We have so many bedroom sets we can put together now because IKEA has just donated. And it sounds like it's easy, but it takes a lot of work from everyone in the community to make this stuff happen.
Yeah,
it really, it takes individuals saying, this means something to me and this is what I can do. And sometimes it's administrative help in the office, you know, something very, you know, that doesn't seem exciting, but it's very necessary. And sometimes it's, you know, getting 100 crock pots to be donated. And I'd love if everyone follows us on Facebook because we have very cool events, I think, in addition to Art Jam, which is coming up starting March 29th, which is an art exhibit in Princeton's Palmer Square, where we showcase not only very esteemed local artists, we have artists who have come through our art therapy program. Mm-hmm. And I personally have several pieces of that art in my house, and it makes me smile to see. And we have people that find a love at Homefront of Art and go on. We had one woman, Emily, she went to Parsons. So we have a lot of women. We have a woman, Eileen, she sells her art, and the artists keep, you know, a very high percentage, and then the program is self-funding through a percentage that comes to us.
That's amazing. Yeah, IKEA is great. They do a lot. I'm a volunteer for Room to Read, and they do stuff with Room to Read globally. So IKEA is a good company. But whether you're a large company or a small company or a community company, you can get involved in any way, whether it's doing a collection or going to an event or doing a fundraiser, or maybe your company does matching. Or like you said, just head on over to Homefront for your lunch hour and get a tour, and then you're going to be just enamored by and pop up all these ideas on how you can get involved, right?
Yeah, and we also do team building events on site. So if you want to spend an afternoon with your company, find a way to give back to the community. We have lots of different ways. And if you leave a message on Facebook or come to our website, there's contact information for how you can do that. And we're so, so grateful because we can't do this work. There's too much need. You know, the total number of touches we have in a year in terms of when we count up every bag of every grocery, every person that lives in our housing, every kid that goes to camp or after school, if you add up everything we do, it's 29,427 touches, or we call them cries for help. Mm. We can't do that by ourselves. We're very lean. You know, only 9 cents out of the dollar goes to administrative. 91 cents goes to the programming. So we can't do it by ourselves. And we're so, so grateful because the people in New Jersey seem to get it and really help us.
Yeah, well, you're a true marketer with all your statistics, and which is good. It's good to know, but which is true. You want to know that if you're investing your time or your talent or your money with an organization, you want to make sure that it's having an impact. And it sounds like it is, but like I said, if you want to go on the website and read some stories, or homefrontnj.org, or like you said, take a tour, or because then I'm a go with your gut kind of person. So if you meet some of the people they're helping, and then you can find out if it's a fit for you, because you know maybe you are into art, or maybe you're into buying a crock pot and dropping it off for your first touch with Homefront, something like that. So
You definitely will fall in love with our families. Our kids, there was this little girl, Jalea. She's actually, she was blind and her mother was deaf, and they came to us. And the most adorable child will follow people around the whole building. You know, our staff would always have her next to there. And we did early intervention for her. Got her into a placement in a school for the blind and got her mom what she needed, hearing aids. And she's doing great. And we just heard from them the other day. And when you see these adorable kids and knowing that that's really how you break the cycle of poverty, it really is making sure that families know how to take care of themselves and how to raise their kids, and that the kids have all the experiences so they can see beyond where they've been before. You know, when you take them to McCarter, or you take them to art class, or take them to the zoo, they get what they're striving for. And then you give them the educational. Our summer camp, for example, has an academic component each morning. So we're shoring up, you know, we're giving them the skills they need. And when you meet our kids, they're just, They'll win your heart.
I know, right? I'm sure. Well, what about kid volunteers? Do you, because some people have an age requirement minimum and things like that for kids. To, do you, what? How about teens or anybody helping at home front?
Here's what we do. We have a six. You have to be 16 to volunteer on site, and that's really because our core belief is that you deserve, every family deserves to live with dignity, even if they're living in poverty. And we really want our families to have the privacy. We sometimes have kids going to the local high school, and none of the kids at high school know they're homeless. And so we really try to, but kids can do lots. I talked about Rohan, who's fixing up cars for us, but collections are huge. We have a holiday wishes drive where we collect 4,000 presents for 2,000 kids. Our kids get to choose their own. They make their own wish list, and they get the present they asked for, not just a present.
Nice.
So collections of anything. We can, on our website, there's a list of what we you can collect, or you know, anything you can think of, food, mm-hmm. clothing.
Towels, furniture.
We take furniture. We have so many things. So kids can do collections. They can make a team for our 5K run. We have a rock and roll 5K run. It's on June 9th this year, and we line the race course with local rock bands, adult and teen. So if your kids play in
a rock band,
they should contact us. But lots of things kids can do.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, the one that struck me as so cool, I don't know if he's a teen or an adult, but he does – on your website, it said he does front door for home front. Oh, so yeah. What he does is it says on the third Saturday of every month, he just invites people in the community to put toiletries and food on their front steps by their front door, and he goes and collects it all for a home front. I mean, I thought that was incredible. Like, how hard is it to just buy an extra thing of toilet paper and food and set it on your front steps for someone to get? I mean, I just thought that was brilliant.
And we have snack bags. You can make snack bags for after school program or...
Yeah, and I also love the fact that you call the home front as a campus, a family campus. It sounds so much better than a shelter, right?
And it really has the feel. You know, something a lot of people who become homeless are frightened of going to shelters, you hear in the news. When you come see what we have, it is this incredibly gorgeous. The community, we fundraised in the community, and we retrofitted a naval base that was closing down. And it is a beautiful space where really it's all about rebuilding the spirit. And if you come, you'll see it's not a shelter. It's a place where people can find themselves and really, you know, move on to a happier life.
Yeah, and you talked about you can do a drive anytime, and you've got these events throughout the year, because what happens a lot of times is around the Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays, and everyone wants to give, and then everything dies off after that. You're like, wait a minute, we're still here. So, you know, this is the perfect time as we're in the middle of winter, that there's still a need out there for food, for clothing, for crock pots, for, you know, for be creative about setting up a collection, or first go to the website and see where there's a need. Like you said, you're not just randomly collecting stuff. You've got needs that are identified that people can help with, right?
And you can call us if you're not sure how to contribute, but you want to. Give us a call. There's a number on our website. You can ask for Sydney Getcha, and she'll sit down with you, you know, talk to you about what your skills are, because sometimes you have a skill that you don't even realize mm-hmm. we could really use. I didn't know that Homefront needed, you know, marketing help, and that was my way in. And so,
yeah, and the other, I'm so excited because when I started volunteering with Room to Read, I came from a business background, but Room to Read has taken me in so many different directions as far as joining Toastmasters and learning how to speak publicly, onto the radio show, and to doing so many other things. So you might even fall into an entirely new skill set that you didn't know you had or that you excited you. So that's another way to just get involved with the community, and you never know where it's going to take you.
That's a great point. It's a great point.
Yeah. So what? How did you get into Homefront? Was it a friend or a neighbor, or you saw a website or saw an ad?
So it's interesting. I found out about Homefront. We had moved to the area. I had young kids. My husband actually worked on the employee giving fund for his company, mm-hmm. Church & Dwight. And so Church & Dwight every year puts on a party for our kids, for Homefront's kids. Okay. And so we came as a family to the party with our kids. And that was like, it was great. And I saw it and said, this is wonderful. I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And so people come in a lot of times through their companies. They find us in all different ways, but once they find us, I find they stay.
Yeah, that's good. Well, what's not to like, right? You've got this a warmth and making an incredible impact in the community. And what can we talk a little bit about the free store? Because people, is that on the campus too, or is it somewhere else, the free store?
No, it's a really good question. So actually, Homefront has, aside from our apartments throughout Central Jersey, which you might not even know is related to Homefront because they're apartments or houses. We have four other locations. And so we have the family campus where people live. We have our headquarters where we provide a lot of services. That's where we have a sewing space there where we teach folks to sew, and we have a lot of shows where the goods are sold. We have counseling there. And food, I don't know if I said that.
Okay.
Food bags are given. But we also have, and then we have the Lawrenceville Community Center, which is where our Joy, Hopes, and Dreams Children program is out of, and our summer camp, and then finally, the free store. So the free store is in Trenton. It's all donated goods. Nothing is sold. And we're renovating it right now. We're just starting. I think we're breaking grounds in a couple of weeks to make it bigger because the need is so big.
Wow.
I think, you know, when the economy's okay, folks assume that rising tide lifts all boats, and still we see ever-growing need. We really do. And so we were so happy that we were able to raise money, and a lot of it from the people who've been dropping off clothes and furniture and household appliances at our dock for years. And then we made a big appeal and they stepped up, and we really were able to do the renovations necessary so that the free store can continue.
So do you have to be associated with Homefront to partake in the free store, or do you just kind of show up, or how does it work, if you know? I don't know.
Usually what happens is folks will come in there, or they come to our front desk at our headquarters, so we know who they are. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times someone comes in for one thing, and then we find out that they're in need of another.
Yeah.
Maybe their child doesn't have a place to go after school, doesn't have homework help, doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they're, you know, sometimes people come in for food, and when you ask a couple questions, you realize they're living in their car with their children.
Wow.
And so we try to use an approach where even if someone comes in for one thing, they're really coming through an intake process.
Okay.
And that includes connecting with other community resources. We try not to duplicate, and we don't duplicate anything else that's offered locally, because we don't have the funds to be doing everything well. So we can connect with other, we partner with lots of other nonprofits in the area.
Yeah, which is good, because I think part of the problem people have is that there's definitely a lot of resources out there, but navigating that system is hard in and of itself. So just having someone to help you navigate and identify what's out there, what you can take advantage of, it helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you mentioned the Joys, Hopes, and Dreams. So is that kind of like a field trip kind of program or thing? Is that, can you tell us about that?
Exactly right. So this is our enrichment program for school-age children. And what's amazing about it, and what makes it cost a little more, is that it's a magic school bus approach, which the idea is the kids should see New Jersey.
I love that.
Because once you've seen the theater, that might spark something within you. That might say, I want to grow up. I want to work hard in school so that I can go to the theater. Like I said, we have art classes. We have a championship basketball league. They won last year the championship title. We have our camp for over 100 children each year. Lots of field trips, parties. The junior league comes out and does trunk or treating with all the cars are decorated. So these kids, you know, this is a place where they can go. And, you know, we have an alumni event where people we've helped come back and talk about their experience and that where they are now. And they really all say that Homefront is an extended family for them. You know, they got immediate help, But then throughout the years, there's just kind of this feeling of safety that if I need something, I can come back and get, you know, some help.
Right, like the extended family resource you talked about, which is incredible. Do you have any, I'm sure you have lots of stories, but are there any stories that stick out in your mind that you've personally been involved with helping people, or that have spoken at some of these events, or that have really transformed people's lives that you want to share?
Yeah, the one that is probably the most shocking to me, there was a woman, Samantha. She came in. She was addicted to drugs. You know, of course, not working. She had a child that had died under her care. Mm. And you look at a case like this and you think, how can you make this better? This is so far gone at this point. And actually, she got clean. We connected her with local drug, you know, resources to fight her addiction. She actually finished her GED and went on to Rider. And then she got a job at a newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah, doing freelance writing. And you see, and she lives self-sufficiently. And, you know, that one, I mean, there are so many other stories. But the reason why that one always sticks with me when people ask me that question is to see the difference from coming from, you know, really worst case to really doing well, that it's just amazing.
Yeah, addiction has got to be one of the harder ones, because you tend to want to just write those people off, just because you're just like, it's so devastating. And I mean, it's one of those hard things that, but people recover, which is great, and she's evidence of that.
Yes,
that's incredible. So lots more things we can talk about. I'm going to take another short break and then we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today. Happy to Help. Check it out. And we're talking with Suki Wasserman. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator for Homefront. And if you want to look at their website, it's homefrontnj.org. And they've got all kinds of events throughout the year. Actually, I'm going to first ask you about the Women's Initiative, because I thought that was interesting. Is it fairly new or no? Or do you work with that
one? Actually, a good question, because this is our 10th year, and we're planning our big Women's Initiative luncheon. So first, I'll tell you a little bit what it is. So 10 years ago, some women got together and said, hey, if we could get 100 women a year to give right? $100. No, 1,000 women a year. To get $100, you would have $100,000.
Wow.
And it would be a continual, you know, annuity for you. And they organized this. This wasn't people that worked for Homefront. These were women in the community that just decided this is how they were going to contribute their talents. And they rallied up all their friends. And they also did the crackpots, by the way.
Yeah.
But so every year, these women give the $100 to be members of the Women's Initiative. They're often doing collections throughout the year. They have an event at holiday time, a share shop give, where you can go shopping for presents for your loved ones. But also, they have a Women's Initiative luncheon. And this is a great place if you want to hear amazing stories about the people that we've helped. It's very emotional. I find it very uplifting. We have a lot of – so this year, as for our 10th year, we're going to have several people that have been through our programs come and speak, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's April 14th. I don't have it. It will be on the website.
And do you have to be a member of the Women's Initiative to go to the luncheon, or is it open?
I believe you can come.
Okay.
And then we'll ask you if you'd like to join
you
come. But why this year will be so great is we're thinking about doing, where are these folks now?
Yeah.
And that you see the kids who've grown up, the kids that were there as teenagers and how it's impacted their life. You know, there's this woman, Danielle, who I interviewed earlier this year, and she came to us with her two kids. Again, no high school education. We helped her through. We gave her a place to live. And now she's at Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the trajectory, it's amazing. And I love that the people we help, I think the greatest compliment is then when they give back as well. We posted on our Facebook. If you scroll back, you can see at Christmas time, there was this woman, Angel Bay. Connie, our founder, found her in the motels when she should have been at school. She wasn't even attending high school, you know, regularly. Mm-hmm. And now she's getting her doctorate.
Wow.
I mean, she came back at holiday time and gave gifts to our kids because we do that holiday wishes drive. So, and we have so many women that give back. So it's just amazing to hear the stories. I don't think anything can replace the story. Right. And that's what happens at the Women's Initiative luncheon. But then throughout the year, collections, and when things are needed, we can turn to them.
That sounds like a great group. Yeah, and it's so nice to see a disheartening cycle turn into a proactive cycle, right? It sounds like it's happening over and over and over again at Homefront.
Yeah, I love this. One woman said, I have a picture of Homefront right when you walk in my door. She said, I'm not ashamed of my journey. This is how I got here today.
Wow.
It's touching to see that they're proud almost, and people feel very empowered by sharing their stories.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Well, and it makes them a more passionate person, I think. I mean, because then, you know, if you've had a cush life, if you had it too easy, I mean, good for you. But, you know, people are going through so much and they don't show it and they don't talk about it. And so you never know what someone's gone through or where they've been and how they got there. And everybody has a story, really.
Well, it's interesting to me. I was talking to someone who's a very generous donor to Homefront. And when I asked her, like, why Homefront? You know, why do you choose us? And she said, I was a Jewish immigrant. I came from Russia. And Hias, the immigration agency, brought my family here. She said, and I knew, even though I was well educated, I couldn't have gotten here without that help. Mm-hmm. And I understand that everybody needs help at some time.
Yes.
So I think there are all different reasons this resonates with people.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, and we're meant to help one another. We need social interaction. We need to help others. We need to be together. We need to talk. We need to share stories. It just gives you a whole new perspective on everything and really enriches everybody's life. And so let's talk a little bit more about how people can volunteer. So if they can't get to your site for a tour, then would you recommend they just kind of look around the website or give somebody a call? Or
call us up on the website. Our phone number, if anyone is jotting this down, is 609-989-9417. And you can ask for Sydney. And she can talk you even through by phone of ideas. We have elementary schools packing snack bags for our kids. We have, you know, folks collecting. We have folks. We have this thing called a rent party, which is actually a really fun idea. I love this one. Family just did one for us this year. So basically the idea is through getting a party together of your friends. Sometimes it's neighbors, you know, by saying our goal for tonight is to raise the rent for 1 month for a family. So we're going to raise $1,500. And everybody, you know, $25 is the minimum to come to my house. This guy didn't even donate the food. He had it donated from local restaurants.
Great.
I think Nomad's Pizza gave him like 11 pies or something.
Nice.
And then he found a band that was willing to play in his backyard. It was like a bluegrass band.
Oh, fun.
And then it was folks just hanging out together, and people came in with checks for whatever they felt they wanted to give, some just $25. And it was wonderful because at the end of the night, they had $2,000 that went towards someone's rent. And so that's something you can do, and never step foot near our campus if you don't feel you can make the drive.
I love that. Raise the roof and raise the rent at the same time, right? With the party. And that's the thing. You said he didn't even have to dole out any cash for food. If you just simply ask, people are often willing to help, and people really are just looking for an excuse to get together. So
right. And actually, you know, if you're intimidated by party planning, we have a whole rent party packet on our website that gives you all the materials you need on how to have a rent party.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so fun. Right. And I'm sure you have probably local scouts, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts that help you from time to time with collections as well. I'm always talking about scouting.
Absolutely. And they run all the games at our 5K run. Aww. So we're so grateful. And sometimes they put teams together. And a lot of times, you know, they're helping us out in various ways.
So what kind of games do you do at the run? So it's not just running, huh? It's a whole festival.
Oh, it's a whole festival because we have, like I said, the bands there.
Right.
So there's a lot of people hanging out and just enjoying the good music. And the Girl Scouts put on, we have Starbucks coffee. They donate the coffee. Mm-hmm. As well as a side note, they certify 100, we have a relationship with them, and they certify 100 of our folks as baristas every year.
Nice.
So folks can either go work at Starbucks or they can go look for a job with, I've been certified by Starbucks.
That's pretty impressive.
So that's amazing. But in terms of games, I know some years they have like, what do you call it? Like slime that things are hidden in. They have, you know, clay. You can play with clay. You can make crafts. You know, they're very inventive, these girls.
Yeah, no, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun event as well. So you've got the Rock and Roll 5K, which is on June 9th. Before that, we've got on March 29th, it's also the 10th annual, I think, Art Jam at Palmer Square.
Yes, there's a lot of 10s this year.
Yeah.
The run is 11.
Okay. All right, great.
But yeah.
But it's all good. So you've just kind of built these events as you've evolved, which is incredible. And if they're all creative and fun, and everybody has an option to get involved, whether you just want to enjoy the music or appreciate art. Oh, and I would love to hear, I am a certifiable bag lady, self-proclaimed, because I love sewing, and I started sewing the diapers, you know, the ribbons on the diapers. I can sew a straight line. That's what all I can do.
Yeah.
But I love bags, like, because I just think they're so cute and useful, and there was a picture of them all hanging on the website, and yeah. So do you have different sales or pop-up shops, or how does that work?
We do. If you come out to, I know a lot of towns have town festivals where all the restaurants and local artisans have booths. We'll often have a booth and we sell our sewing ware right before the holiday. You can come and buy gifts for your loved ones. Mm. And we make everything under the sun. I mean, bags, dolls, clothing. Walk through our studio, our sewing space studio, and it's really incredible. Ruth Ann, who runs it, is so imaginative. And everything is sustainable, meaning we're always collecting materials and then reusing them to make other things out of them, wine bags. I mean, you name it.
Very cool.
And we also do a quilting class. Nice. So if you want to learn to sew, you can also come to us.
Oh my gosh, that I'm going to have to check that out because that sounds super fun. So Ruthann's been pretty busy since she started on that one trial three month period, right?
Oh my gosh, it's exploded because she does under her, I mean, she has a whole team of volunteers, and there's painting, there's sculpture, there's sewing, because really you're not just helping someone recover and rebuilding their spirit, you're teaching them marketable skills. We have a volunteer who came in and taught our families how to frame. Aww. We teach families how to write their bio and really do a project start to finish for our art shows. Nice. There's a lot of skill building.
Yeah, that's incredible. And they probably are having a blast doing it, right? So we've only got a few minutes left. So homefrontnj.org, if you want to check out the website, book a tour, do a collection, get a rent party packet, look that up and have one of those, especially in the winter when everyone's cooped up. You can just invite your neighbors over and have a purpose with your gathering. So I know a lot of people play Bunko, but I know this is way better than Bunko. So,
and then the last thing I'd say in terms of help, if you're someone where none of this really fits for you, but you can write a letter to the local government and the state government and just remind them that we cannot, you know, balance our budget on the backs of the poor in New Jersey. I mean, I find our government really does try to help as much as possible, but budgets are tight, and sometimes homelessness and hunger is not – it falls to the bottom of priorities. We hear about other things more. And so writing a letter always helps.
Right. And don't you have a special guest at Homefront today you were mentioning?
Oh, we do. We have Tammy Murphy coming. We're very, very excited. She is very philanthropic, very involved in the community, and it has been a big help. So if we all band together.
Yep, that's great. So very exciting. All kinds of good information. And again, today we talked with Suki Wasserman. She's the Community Engagement Coordinator with Homefront. And we learned so much. And we're very grateful that you took the time to come talk to us today.
Yes, thanks. And stay warm in the snow.
Bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's governor promises to remain in office despite widespread calls for his resignation. Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.